This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are back just the second hour of the Alex Jones Show. We were talking about this amazing clip up on InfoWars.com. Donald Trump talking about 9/11. Never before seen. I've not seen this clip before, and I've seen most of them. We've got Alex Jones with us to talk about it, but let's go back to this clip. Donald Trump talking about the events of 9/11. Here it is.
And this is steel that was, you remember the windows of the World Trade Center, folks? I think, you know, if you remember up there, they were quite narrow. And in between was this heavy steel. I said, how could a plane, even a 767 or 747 or whatever it might have been, how could it possibly go through the steel? I happen to think that they had not only a plane, but they had bombs that exploded almost simultaneously, because I just can't imagine anything being able to go through that wall. Most buildings are built with the steelers on the inside around the elevator shaft. This one was built from the outside, which is the strongest structure you can have, and it was almost just like a can of soup.
You know, Donald, we were looking at pictures all morning long of that plane coming into building number two, and when you see that approach the far side, and then all of a sudden, within a matter of a millisecond, the explosion pops out the other side.
Right. I just think that there was a plane with more than just fuel. I think, obviously, there were very big planes. They were going very rapidly, because I was also watching where the plane seemed to be not only going...
All right, and again, that's just the second half of the clip. I'm sure Paul will play it in a longer segment later, end to end. It's on InfoWars.com. This is so huge, I'm coming into the office, and I'm going to shoot an emergency report in HD with this. This is just unbelievably powerful. And, again, I don't get into the metaphysical. I'm a Christian. I have a relationship with Jesus Christ. But my whole life, I would have dreams that came true exactly like things later happened. I kept that private until a few years ago, but I've just, a lot of folks have those dreams. It's been proven. It's been documented. Everybody knows the sixth sense is dead on, women's intuition, you name it. And I've really been constantly thinking about the different angles, and then also have a lot of sources, and looking at what Trump's doing. And it was so clear to me last night, stand behind Trump, supporting, criticize things he does you don't like, but don't make it a hysteria and an anti-Trump train, because we know Soros and Michael Moore and others are fomenting this and trying to steal the election from him when they openly stole five states, and he still won. So it's very clear, get behind Trump more than ever before, but also, you know, try to do everything you can to pressure, because he's got pressure on him from the other side, for him to appoint nothing but patriots. But don't expect that to happen, because he's got to have navigators inside. But I'm telling you, I never talk like this on air, but last night I laid there in bed for 2 hours, got in bed about 10, thought I could go to bed because I'm picking out with family, you know, over on turkey and dressing. And I just kept thinking and thinking and getting up and walking around and drinking ice water. And I just thought, no, Trump exposed 9/11. Trump threatened the Bushes with the information and their Saudi connection. Trump knows. And then I thought, well, Trump needs to go public then. And I just thought, he will. Because, you know, when you have these deep thoughts that are from your spirit, they're not exact. They're like generals, like looking through a fog. And then I just kept thinking, the Trump card is false flag. He will expose false flag. He has Trump cards. Trump has Trumps. And then this morning I get up and I'm like sitting here going, well, never got the sign, never, you know, what do I do? And then, boom, there's Trump right in front of me, updated. As I was looking at it, the site updated, and there was the video that somebody at the office, I want to find out who, posted with our logo and stuff. Paul, I mean, I know you don't get too metaphysical on air either, but what do you make of this?
No, it's absolutely amazing. I mean, it goes to the heart of the point, which is he was not an insider at any point, and he still isn't. You know, the question is with this recount, if they try to steal it, what's going to happen? The media has legitimized protests by butthurt Hillary supporters' riots. What's going to happen if she basically tries to install herself as part of a coup? It's going to be absolutely
I know you've
amazing.
Got another guest coming up. When is that guest on?
He's on in the next segment, but we can keep you on the line, Alex. We're going to a break now. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Alex, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now. Toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Alex Jones via the telephone. Paul Joseph Watson is hosting via video uplink from London, England. He has a very informative guest joining him here in about 4 or 5 minutes. The reason I'm on the broadcast today is we keep warning people the Democrats are raising money to do recounts in only states Donald Trump won. Jill Stein of the Green Party is raising money from top Democratic Party donors to only do recounts. She says it's not to overturn the election. She says it's for voting integrity. That is a complete bald-faced, naked, transparent, insulting lie that a 5-year-old could figure out. There were at least 5 states that Hillary won in smaller margins than Trump won the states they're trying to recount, like Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and others. So I'm going to explain that again very, very slowly and very, very clearly so the Democratic listeners can understand it. I'm not being sarcastic. Jill Stein is not doing a recount anywhere but in Trump states that he won by narrow margins. We have had the top Democrat, top liberal documented election fraud expert on, Bev Harris, saying that Hillary clearly stole 5 states from Trump. No one wants to look at those states. Now, they always said, oh, my gosh, there's no election fraud, but if Trump wins, it's the Russians. Are they preparing to try to come out and say the Russians stole the election? Now, folks, they've got top Democrats who have given $7 million the last 2 days. CNN on their front page earlier had the graphic in different articles saying she won. So this is a bare minimum to discredit Trump and then activate the Black Lives Matter communist George Soros groups that are all over the streets. We've got 8 cops shot and killed in the last 10 days. We've got 4 or 5 of them shot just the last 2 days. We've got a whole bunch of them injured. I mean, the numbers are so high, I can't even keep track of them. This is all part of a destabilization program with butthurt, mentally ill, weirdo, anti-Americans who actually think George Soros and Hillary and the globalists are there to help her. And Obama doubling black unemployment are there to help them. I told you last Saturday, I was in the liberal area of Austin and had a guy walk right by on video. I was doing the Facebook mentions out in the parking lot and said, F you, Alex Jones. Then I go inside. I walk out, and a guy follows me out in front of witnesses. I didn't videotape because it was so shocking. I didn't think to pull my phone out. And he brandishes his firearm on his side, bowing up to me. And the attacks are happening all over the country. These people really, really do mean business. This is so incredibly important. Now, if anybody ever doubted how real Donald Trump is, there's now a Channel 9 New York TV piece from 9/11, 15 years ago, that surfaced of Donald Trump talking about bombs in the buildings, and only bombs can bring it down. Now, I was told by folks close to Trump that he knows everything about 9/11. One of them is Dr. Corsi. He's on record. I can say his name. They've worked together for 40 years. Obviously, Corsi was involved in intelligence, and I'm just going to leave it at that. And he tells me Trump knows, quote, everything and beyond. Well, I've talked to Trump on air and off air. I'll leave it at that. And he does know basically as much as I do or more. That's why he let Jeb and all of them know, look, you're in bed with the Saudis. You stood down on 9/11. There was a anti-globalist intelligence coup against them through WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks was going to release the hardcore evidence of child pedophilia even more if Hillary stole it. That's why when she tried to steal it that night, they told her, stand down, Trump's won. You already stole 5 states, it didn't work, don't try it. But the plan to challenge him, even though Hillary has stood down, has now moved forward. That's one problem with now Assange not being on the radar and Assange not releasing a lot of new information. Everything I was told behind the scenes is now clicking that they haven't given up, folks. They were playing possum, and the attack is back on. I'm going to come into the office right now and shoot an emergency report for maximum coverage on all this to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I want to thank our amazing skeleton crew with Matt and CJ and everybody else that's up there who didn't even get a Thanksgiving or a break. And listen, they volunteered to do this. Because they understand they have kids. There is no future if we don't stop this. I took off basically under everybody's orders because I'm so burnt out. And I've actually got a cold this week, but just kept working. But I just can't help it, so I'm going to come in. I came in yesterday. I came in the day before, obviously. And I'm not bitching. I'm just letting folks know. I'm doing this because we're in the middle of a total war. And they use Thanksgiving for everybody to go to sleep. Just like they launched the Tet Offensive during the Chinese New Year in Vietnam. They're launching right now. They're launching. It could be false flags this weekend. God knows what. Obama's ordered the border open. He's ordered drones to stand down on the border while surveilling us domestically. We are wide open. And I'm telling Trump, and I told Trump this last week, and I told him the week before that, and I'm going to tell him again if I get to talk to him on Monday. I'm just going to throw that out there. I'm getting on the phone right now that I'm telling everybody he's got to take the gloves off and go after these people. Now, I know he's not president yet, but they know, folks. I didn't want to tell everybody this, and I didn't get this from Trump, but I got it from high-level people, and I could see it in the tea leaves. Trump knows they're going to move against him if he didn't play possum and act like he was going to be friendly, but they already smelled it. They already know it. So it just, you can't have the cake and eat it too. This country is still in a death battle. In fact, we're in a bigger one now than we ever were. Paul, I want you to comment on this and go to your guest who's holding. But obviously, breaking news, InfoWars.com, spread the word. Get these videos out of this live transmission. This is absolute maximum alert, ladies and gentlemen. Maximum alert. The Democrats, through Jill Steiner funding, only recounts in states where the Democrats, to a great extent, still control the local machinery but lost big time. You understand that? They are doing it where they still control the local government, where he basically took Democrat – areas. And so this is where they're in control and can now stuff the ballot boxes and claim that Trump either stole the election or that it was all a mistake. But the tell is they're not doing this in any battleground states or blue states that Hillary narrowly won, where we know she clearly stole it. This is a maximum red alert. They mean business. They mean to overthrow our country. They've got terrorist forces standing by, jihadis, communists, scumbag, Black Lives Matter, brainwashed race groups. This is a war. This is not a radio show. This is an emergency transmission. Now back to Paul Watson in London, England.
Okay, there goes Alex Jones, and actually what's interesting is he mentioned WikiLeaks. We had a thing, what, a few months ago now where there was some confusion whether Roger Stone was in contact with WikiLeaks. The mainstream media freaked out about it a little bit. Well, Assange has gone somewhat under the radar. A bunch of people on the internet think that he's dead. I don't believe that for a second. In fact, they sent out a kind of coded message in a Bitcoin payment saying that everything was fine. What I do know for a fact is that WikiLeaks contacted me directly 3 days ago, wanting to discuss something, I don't know what, and I wouldn't mention it, apart from the fact that they haven't got back to me since. 3 days later, complete radio silence from WikiLeaks. According to some people, Assange is the main person in control of that Twitter account, their official Twitter account, on which they contacted me. And, you know, the lines of communication are open, but they contacted me and then went completely radio silent, nothing for the past 3 days. So Assange has gone under the radar. Maybe there's something going on there. Maybe there isn't. But there are a lot of questions swirling about WikiLeaks as this Pizzagate scandal continues to deepen, which we're going to go to talk about in a little while. But we have our guest, Mike Cernovich, author of Guerrilla Mindset, MAGA Mindset. The website is dangerandplay.com. Mike, we've got a few minutes here before the first break. I just want to get your take on this because we've been talking about it throughout the entire show. Jill Stein has now announced officially they're going to have, or at least file for a recount in Wisconsin. They've raised enough money to do it in Pennsylvania. They're going to raise more money to try and do it in Michigan. Absolutely phenomenal, strangely phenomenal amount of money raised in such a short period of time. Almost double the money raised for her entire presidential campaign for the Green Party. Of course, in Michigan, there was no electronic voting machine, so why are they investigating that? They're only having a recount in states that Trump won, even though there are states that Hillary won with more narrow margins, and yet there's no recount there whatsoever. Now, I know Bill Mitchell isn't particularly concerned about this. I think you said on Twitter that you don't see this as a big issue. Why do you think it's a big deal? It isn't a big deal. I mean, we had a lot of concern about vote fraud before the election. Why do you think that this isn't a big deal?
Because they were already caught in Broward County. So we sounded the alarm. Here's what happened in Broward County, Florida, and this is one reason Trump won Florida. There was a secret room. You wouldn't believe this, but a woman signed an affidavit. There was a secret room inside the headquarters of the Secretary of Elections of Broward County where people were caught filling out ballots. They would take ballots and fill them out however they wanted. So they were essentially filling out absentee ballots. They already tried to steal the election by taking your absentee ballot and filling it out with a different voter. A very courageous whistleblower, a temporary employee, exposed that plot. And then when it was investigated by law enforcement, they said, oh, what she saw was true, but really they were just correcting ballots that were sent in by military members. So they've already been caught doing it, and we already have evidence that they've been doing it. That's one reason that I'm not especially concerned.
Fair. I mean, isn't the fact that they've already been caught trying it a reason at least to have observers there, you know, in Michigan, for example, overseeing this process? Couldn't they just do the same thing where they try and introduce a bunch of new ballots and say, oh, these, we didn't see these on election day, we'll have to include them now? Isn't that a possibility? Given that, you know, this has come from people aligned with the Clinton campaign, it's not come directly from Jill Stein.
Oh, exactly. We have to be eternally vigilant. That is, a lot of people are making mistakes thinking, oh, Trump won, party time, now we can do whatever we want. We have to be even more vigilant than we have been ever before. So I'm not dismissing all of the concerns. But what I'm saying is we already know what they're going to do before they do it. So it's kind of like playing a game where this is how they're going to steal the election. and then we can take measures to prevent them from stealing it. So you're 100% right. People should be vigilant. People should be concerned. This is why Trump supporters came out and voted in such high numbers so that it wouldn't even be a close election in these battleground states. But again, Trump's people and the GOP, as much as we might not like the GOP establishment, they are aware of what is going on and they know what to look for.
Okay, and we're going to get your take on Trump's initial moves. Obviously, Mitt Romney still floating around as a potential Secretary of State. You said that that could potentially be a line in the sand for you. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into Richard Spencer and this attempt by the mainstream media to basically end the alt-right or to redefine it. Mike Cernovich is our guest. This is The Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be right back. Breaking news at Infowars.com.
I want to tell you about a brand new off-the-grid product. It's a pocket-sized solar generator. Even though it's so small you can put it in your pocket, it can actually run some 110 appliances at your house, like small refrigerators to keep your food from spoiling. The best part, though, you can take it with you. It's mobile to jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, huge tractors, even airplanes. The new PPX system provides an endless supply of off-the-grid electricity, basically creating your own private power grid anywhere in the world. A true innovation. I have never seen anything like this. You're going to want to load up on these. One for your truck, your wife's car, your house, cabin. It's even a great Christmas idea if you've got a friend who wants to get off the grid. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. And check this out. Buy one right now. Use coupon code GCN at checkout and get a second one free on the $300 in free off-the-grid bonuses. Check it out. privatepowergrid.com. Limited one per household. PrivatePowerGrid.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel Body Armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are allowed to eat. Yum!
We'll be right back.
Cernovich, our guest, who has basically been characterized on many occasions as one of the top election influencers, especially via his Twitter account. Obviously, he does Periscope video broadcasts as well, which are extremely popular. But again, named over and over again as one of the top election influencers by the mainstream media, also attacked relentlessly, like all of us are, by the mainstream media. But what we're going to get into now is this issue with Richard Spencer. Now, this is an individual who we actually supported, or at least defended, back a few days ago when CNN came out and said that Richard Spencer, who is like a young David Duke-style character, he was one of the individuals who coined the term alt-right. Here you see the footage we're playing of the conference that he headed up last weekend, where members of his audience started giving Sieg Heil Nazi salutes, and you see the rabid enthusiasm with which they do those salutes during this conference. This was immediately capitalized on by the mainstream media, who were invited into that conference to basically recharacterize the entire alt-right as this fringe neo-Nazi white supremacist element, taking that element and making that define the entirety of the alt-right. We defended this individual, I think it was on Monday. CNN said that in this speech, he came out and said that Jews aren't people. Well, if you watch his speech, he wasn't talking about Jews when he made that comment. He was talking about the mainstream media, and basically that was a complete hoax. He never said that. We also defended this individual when the editor of Politico a few days ago came out and encouraged people to attack him with a baseball bat. Okay? So we defend his right to free speech, which doesn't mean we have to agree with it. But Mike, we've got plenty of time to flesh this out. Just explain to the audience who this Richard Spencer is and what happened at this conference last weekend.
Well, the first question, or my first comment, is in the form of a rhetorical question. Why is The Atlantic producing a documentary on Richard Spencer? Why is the left-wing fake news media spending millions of dollars to build up and promote Richard's brand? Meanwhile, I've been no platform and banned from television. You, the only time they want to talk to you is to try to attack you. So why is it that in an era of no platforming, where the norm for the fake news media is to just say, these voices are too powerful, they're too persuasive, they're too compelling, we cannot have their voices grow bigger. They want to ban us, but they want to do a documentary on Richard Spencer. Why do you think that is, Paul?
Well, it's because you've made the point before. I mean, we've created our own platforms. We don't need edited, deceptively put out mainstream media hit pieces to try and get our message across. I mean, I'm doing 250 million Twitter impressions a month. You've got hundreds of thousands of YouTube views. You're the same with your Twitter, your Periscopes. We don't have to rely on the mainstream media to get our message out. Now, Richard Spencer is a guy, obviously I'd heard of him. I knew of his name. I didn't even know what he looked like, let's be honest, until a week ago. You go to his YouTube channel, he's got like 4,000 views on his videos. You know, I can upload a YouTube video, and again, this is not bragging. I'm making the point that we resonate. I can upload a YouTube video, and it gets 4,000 views within 5 minutes. Yet these people struggle to get it over the course of months and months. So the question is, why are they giving them so much attention now? Why is The Atlantic making an entire documentary on this individual and on this group? And in the aftermath of this, this is what we've seen. Even people on 4chan, and they're not exactly known for being that sensitive about political correctness. Even people like Paul Ramsey have come out in the aftermath and said that giving Sieg Heil salutes in front of the mainstream media, and, you know, they can claim it's the Roman salute. I mean, it doesn't really matter at this point. You know you're neo-Nazis. You might as well just embrace it. They flip from being proud of it to saying, oh, no, it's not a Sieg Heil. But they give these salutes in front of the mainstream media. No matter how you splice it, that is terrible optics. And as you said, that gives the mainstream media an instant victory. This is why Trump had to come out immediately and, quote, disavow the alt-right. I mean, from my perspective, he was just disavowing this particular tiny vocal fringe minority of the alt-right. But in the aftermath, it's caused this kind of fissure where now respectable people who resonated, who had success, who won the argument, who got Trump elected, are now having to distance themselves from this fringe radical group, correct?
Right. I could make a periscope of me drinking a cup of coffee And I'm going to get more views than Richard Spencer. And yet the fake news media is saying Richard Spencer is the leader of this movement. He is the man. He is everything. Well, if he were, why doesn't he have readership? Why doesn't he actually have an organic platform? Why doesn't he have his own following? He's very marginal. So what the media has done as a way to discredit Trump and as a way to discredit you, Alex Jones, me, Roger Stone, the real freedom fighters, they're building
him up. The leader. We'll be back. Hold that thought. Mike Cernovich will be right back. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You're live with Mike Cernovich, DangerAndPlay.com. So what basically happened was the mainstream media invited this white supremacist group, or at least basically invited them for a documentary, said, we're making a documentary, The Atlantic, it's coming out next month. We want to attend your conference to hear your message. And it's the same thing that I get basically every other day now from the mainstream media. They're all polite and friendly with you up front. Oh, it's not going to be a hit piece. Oh, no. Of course, when you actually do it, it's a massive hit piece. They edit you. They make you look ridiculous. That's why, unless it's live, I don't talk to the mainstream media. I don't play their game because I don't need them. We've got our own massive platform. We are the media. We don't need the fake news media. So they basically got a bunch of people to do Sieg Heil Nazi salutes at this, quote, alt-right conference, put it out there immediately, put the video out, it went completely viral, over 2 million views, showed it to Trump, basically, he had to disavow the, quote, alt-right, because they framed these, what, 50 to 60 individuals as being the alt-right. And you can see how truly demented they look as they run up to the stage enthusiastically Sieg Heiling. They're encouraging other people to do this Nazi salute. You know, whether they were provocateurs or not, some of them probably were. Well, don't allow provocateurs, infiltrators to come to your event. That's stupid to begin with. But as you can see, it wasn't just a few people. And there was a story that came out after which said, oh, it was this half-Jewish person. That was the only person doing the Sieg Heil salute. Wrong. There's at least 12, 14, 15 people in that crowd doing this Sieg Heil salute. So the mainstream media came out and said, Trump has to disavow the alt-right. Trump saw this video. He subsequently disavowed the alt-right. So then, of course, you had the big alt-right drama that spilled out over Twitter with, you know, myself, Cernovich, Molyneux, all kinds of other people. And they came out and said, well, you're just virtue signaling to the mainstream media. You're just virtue signaling to the left by disavowing yourself from this group. And again, do you really think I need to virtue signal to the mainstream media to get attention because I want to be on friendly terms with them? You know, I turn down their requests every single day because I don't need them. I don't need to play their game. So it's not us that's colluding with the mainstream media when we disavow from a group that literally worships Hitler. I mean, that's not really good optics, is it? That doesn't resonate with the American people. That's not what won Trump the election. So, Mike, you know, it's them that are colluding with the mainstream media. They need the platform. They invited the snakes into the den, the mainstream media, and the mainstream media got exactly what they wanted, right?
Yeah, I believe the photo op was staged. I believe it was planned. And that it was a quid pro quo. So Richard gets millions of dollars in free media coverage. He gets a free documentary about himself. And then wink, wink, nod, nod, he writes Hail Trump. And the provocateurs get up and do the Roman salute. That was the reason I distanced myself especially is because, well, a number of reasons. One is it's folly beyond measure. Another reason is, why did Richard bring Trump's name into it, right? There's a lot of questions that intelligent people would ask, and as you know, I'm a lawyer, so part of my job was to uncover when people are lying to me. Why would Richard Spencer invite the Atlantic in there with cameras and then mention Hail Trump and then have people come up and do the Roman salute or Nazi salute, whatever you want to call it? That's just a little bit too perfect. Doesn't it seem a little bit too perfect to you? Like a photo op is how I view it.
Yeah, and you could actually see the most demented one in this video, which we've been rolling while we've been talking about this. The one who ran up to the front of the stage, in another clip, he goes to somebody else in the crowd and basically sees them doing this Sieg Heil Nazi salute and encourages them to do it again. So absolutely bizarre, frothing at the mouth behavior. It looks absolutely terrible. They demonize themselves, and any sane, reasonable person would want to have nothing to do with this. I mean, Rams Paul on Twitter came out and said basically the same thing. And he's not someone who's really concerned with being politically correct. Let's just put it that way. But again, this goes to the heart of my point, which is, you know, there's a difference between drawing attention to something like anti-white racism, which happens every day. You know, we have hate crimes against white people. We had one with a Trump supporter being beaten up just a little over a week ago that got no news attention. We have that going on, but there's a difference between pointing that out and saying that's wrong and saying it should be discouraged. There's a difference between arguing that multiculturalism has failed and it's detrimental. There's a difference between all of that and actually being and acting like a neo-Nazi. So any sane, reasonable person would want to distance themselves from that. And it comes down to the fact, you know, this neo-Nazi strain of the alt-right, whatever you want to call it, they're the far-right version of social justice warriors. They're obsessed with identity politics. I'm more concerned about issues that resonate with people and identity politics doesn't. It's completely failed. Even Bernie Sanders admitted that identity politics was what cost Democrats the election. So why should we embroil ourselves in this bizarre identity politics game when it's proven to be a failure, when what we've proven to have done over the past year has completely resonated with the American people, and it's basically got Trump into the White House?
Right, exactly. And that is, again, why I view it as a photo op and sabotage. We kicked the media's butt the entire year and a half. We showed them, you don't have any power, you don't have the influence, you can't rig the election for Hillary. We kicked their butt for a year and a half. And then what happens? This perfect little photo op that gives the fake news media a big victory, the first victory it's had for over a year. Again, that is why people say, Mike, you know, there's a rule that goes something like, never punch to the right. And the idea is that on the left, you're not going to hear them disavow people like Black Lives Matter, et cetera. I'm sympathetic to that view. I'm sympathetic to the view that, hey, if people want to be morons, there's enough people on the left we got to take out. Rather than fight with the fringe elements on the right, I would rather take on the fake news media and bring them down. However, I don't view any of this stuff that happened at NPI as being political activism. I view it as being a false flag orchestrated by the media because it was simply too perfect. The photo op is too beautiful. The Atlantic was invited there to do a documentary, and they got exactly what they wanted to get. So this, again, is an issue of there are always going to be saboteurs in our movement. As you know, most actual neo-Nazis have always been federal informants. Hal Turner, many people like that have been actual informants, and that is what they do. So that whole 1488, and for you, for the listeners who don't really know, that's kind of the nickname for the neo-Nazis. There aren't actually very many neo-Nazis. Most of them are provocateurs who are paid by, well, we know for a fact that Hillary Clinton has had a super PAC of trolls called the Correct the Record, and that organizations like the Southern Poverty Law Center do have people troll and agitate and pretend to be these neo-Nazis in order to keep people afraid and to create divide and conquer. So as of right now, that neo-Nazi organization, NPI, I don't even view them as a legitimate organization. They're just another tool of the left.
No, exactly. I mean, you mentioned Hal Turner. I remember when Hal Turner was attacking us years before he was revealed to be an FBI informant. And that's not a conspiracy, folks. It came out in court that Hal Turner was on the FBI payroll. He was being paid to act like a neo-Nazi and to make conservative opinion, to make InfoWars look bad. That came out. That's all admitted. You can look at Germany. Over 10 years ago, it came out that the entire upper echelons of the neo-Nazi movement in Germany was completely run by the German federal government. Okay, they've got history on this. And again, this plays perfectly into the mainstream media narrative. They're saying, oh, fake news was what won Donald Trump the election. The KKK, the neo-Nazis in the alt-right, was what won Donald Trump the election. Even though, like the KKK, this National Policy Institute is so tiny. I mean, you can look at the people just in that crowd. It's literally 50 to 60 people. Compare that to the massive, you know, tens of thousands of people at Trump rallies. This is a tiny movement, but it plays into their narrative to say, these are the people who elected Trump. This is what we have to fight back against. Then it legitimizes all the people out rioting in the streets. It legitimizes this recount. It legitimizes opposition to Trump. If this can all be pinned on neo-Nazis and they can say this is what got Trump elected. It's completely false, Mike. We know what got Trump elected was, you know, hardworking Americans in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. They voted for Trump because they want their jobs back. You know, people in Arizona, people in Texas, they voted for Trump because they want to stop illegal immigration. They voted on the policies, not because someone emailed them a link to a two-hour documentary on Holocaust denial. They voted on the policies, right? Yet the mainstream media tries to make it all about this tiny fringe group of neo-Nazis.
Exactly. As an example, I had an election night party in Huntington Beach, California. I put up one or two tweets about the party. I didn't announce it in advance. I had 100 people show up. I can get more people based on one or two tweets to just come hang out with no notice given than this think tank can have by advertising, promoting, holding an official event, mentioning it months in advance, really hyping it up. I could just send a tweet right now and say, hey, we're going to go hang out and get fish tacos in Hermosa Beach, California. More people are actually going to show up then went to that NPI neo-Nazi talk or whatever it was. But again, the big picture, and you and I know this, but a lot of your listeners might not fully appreciate it, that the globalists behind the media are also behind a lot of these so-called alt-right people. They want to fund it because it's a great way to attack us. It's very hard to attack Paul Joseph Watson. It's very hard to attack Alex Jones. It's very hard to attack Mike Cernovich, Stephen Molyneux. Very, very hard to get after us. So what they do is they create a caricature. They build up a brand. And then they use that person to attack everybody using the left. They love guilt by association tactics. That is what they're trying to do. And I'm not going to allow it. That is why I spoke up and I made sure the lines are clear. If people want to be 1488 little neo-Nazis, fine. I'm not going to argue with them every day. I'm not going to, you know, debate them. I have other things to do with my time. But I don't want them anywhere near me.
But it's very seductive if you're in their movement and you're basically lazy and you have no audience to allow the Atlantic and the mainstream media to give you all this vaunted, you know, prestige. I mean, we were in the trenches all year, you know, on social media, making these videos, putting out these articles, reaching out to people, and we resonated. They don't want to make us the kings of the alt-right, do they? No, they go to this weird, creepy little neo-Nazi group who's giving sick hails, and suddenly, oh, they're the new leaders of the alt-right. That means they elected Trump. It's complete nonsense. And again, look at the history of who funds, who controls these neo-Nazi groups. In fact, several of these neo-Nazi websites who now say they're the alt-right were against the alt-right when it started. So again, a lot of people have said that even these websites are being funded by the feds, and they have history with Hal Turner. But let's move on, because we've got about, let me see, 4 or 5 minutes left in this segment. Pizzagate, okay? This is not something I've really covered that much. We have laws in the UK where they track your entire browsing history for a year and use it in criminal cases against you. People have been banned on Twitter for this because it's some very disturbing stuff. And it's quite hideous to contemplate. I mean, let's be honest. The New York Times came out, said it was fake news, which, you know, actually gives it more credibility because they're fake news. But, Mike, walk us through it. What's the argument being made here with Pizzagate?
Right. Pizzagate is an interesting story because there's a lot there, but what is there we don't really know yet. And the media is trying to, fake news media is trying to shut down the investigation before it starts. So there's this pizza part. The reason it's called Pizzagate is because there's a pizza parlor in Washington, D.C., where a lot of people think there's a pedophile ring being run out of it. I'm not really quite sure what is going on. What I do know is that there's been a lot of creepy pictures. There was a picture of where a child's hands were taped to the table with some kind of weird caption like, isn't this cute or whatever. I personally don't view restraining a child on a table to be adorable at all in any way. So there's the creep factor of the people who run this pizza parlor is very high. Tony Podesta, who's a political fixer in D.C., this is all true, too. When I tell people this, they go, this is a conspiracy. I go, you can find this article 10 years ago. Tony Podesta, John Podesta's brother, who John Podesta, of course, was Clinton's campaign chair. Tony Podesta and John, political fixers in D.C. Tony Podesta has to watch movies in an underground dungeon. Now, people go, Mike, you're conspiracy. They call it a subterranean basement, right? So, Tony, they said that the Podesta family are into art that is so shocking that they have to watch it underground. So people start to think, well, wait a minute, in what world do you need to go to an underground bunker to watch movies? What is actually going on there? And then, of course, all of the Podestas are tied to Jeffrey Epstein, who had that temple on his pedophile island. He had the big temple, and the temple also had an underground dungeon, which, again, can be verified from drone footage. But the media doesn't want to talk about anything like that. They don't want to. We know there are pedophiles in Hollywood. We know that Dennis Hastert, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, was a pedophile. Again, that's a verifiable fact. So all of these kind of seemingly unrelated people and unrelated events are kind of coming together. And whether it's really based out of that pizza parlor, I'm not entirely sure. But there is a pedophile ring in the District of Columbia. There are massive amounts of pedophiles in Hollywood, massive amounts of pedophiles in the New York Times and in the fake news media. And that is why they are so adamant about fighting Pizzagate. Rather than investigate it, they immediately want to discredit it, just like the fake news media said Hillary Clinton's health was a conspiracy theory. And then she fainted on 9/11, which, of course, you remember.
And I think VigilantCitizen.com, they've got a good summary of this Pizzagate story, which you can look at without, you know, fearing that what you see might be too disturbing. But this guy who runs it, and I'm, you know, there's a lot of things, the daycare child abuse phenomenon, for example, back in the, I think it was the 80s and 90s, that was a case of mass hysteria, and it does tend to circulate around these child abuse scandals. But what we know for sure is that this pizza place is completely bizarre. They've got weird artwork on the walls. The owner on his Instagram page is constantly sharing images of children and then making sexual references in these images of children. Again, you've got spirit cooking. You've got that whole thing within the WikiLeaks emails. It's absolutely bizarre. What we don't want to see is these people being harassed when there's no actual concrete evidence that they're doing something illegal. But I would not want to take my children to that pizza parlor that's been at the center of this Pizzagate scandal. It's very bizarre. It's very creepy. And given the, you know, the level of the power of the people who are involved in this, and the fact that in almost every single major worldwide pedophile scandal, it always leads back to top judges, police chiefs, actors, and politicians, the elite. Every single time in every country, that's the case. We'll be back with Mike Cernovich on The Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Alex Jones Show with Mike Cernovich. Going to do about 10 more minutes with Mike. He is the author of Guerrilla Mindset and MAGA Mindset. The website is dangerandplay.com. I want to get Mike's take on this. The Washington Post reports today, Russian propaganda effort helped spread fake news during election, experts say. So again, it's the establishment's complete obsession, their conspiracy theory, that the Kremlin is behind absolutely everything. Now they've got InfoWars, they've got Zero Hedge. On a list of fake news websites, but not just fake news controlled by Vladimir Putin, controlled by the Kremlin. Of course, no evidence whatsoever for it. And as Mike mentioned back about 20 minutes ago, the progenitor of fake news in this election cycle was Hillary Clinton. They had paid trolls as far back as March and April operating on behalf of Hillary Clinton to, quote, counteract narratives, spread fake news in support of Hillary Clinton. So months before this fake news narrative came out, and I mean, let's be honest, there are fake news websites. They're pretty easy to spot. But Hillary Clinton was the progenitor of fake news. You know, 41% of Hillary Clinton's Twitter followers are completely fake. 41%, that's huge. And again, the mainstream media blazed the trail when it came to fake news. I mean, they only have themselves to blame. You know, fake polls, fake narratives about Hillary having a 98% chance of winning, you know, fake rape cases across the country, fake Brian Williams fairy tales about being hit by an RPG in Iraq, you know, Dan Rather's fake Air National Guard documents. They are the kingpins of fake news. Now they're complaining about fake news and saying, oh, it's all controlled by the Kremlin. Mike, what's the end game of this fake news narrative? Is it just about internet censorship?
Oh, 100%. This is a real threat. The fake news attack actually concerns me far more than this Jill Stein false flag operation. Here's what happened this election. The fake news media, like the New York Times, which is owned by Carlos Slim, who is a monopolist in Mexico, has robbed the country, the poor Mexicans, and billions of people. You'll never read about that in the New York Times. These little private bloggers are furious that people like you and I had a massive impact on the election, and they want to get us off the grid because we are more powerful and we are more trusted than the fake news media is. They want to get our websites de-indexed from Google. They want to get us banned from Facebook. They want to get us banned from Twitter. Moreover, fake news is actually tied in to that neo-Nazi salute stuff. So the fake news media, the reason they're giving those neo-Nazis coverage is because then the fake news media can say, oh, look, actually, Paul Joseph Watson, Mike Cernovich, Alex Jones, Stefan Molyneux, these guys are all part of this little neo-Nazi movement. They should be banned and deplatformed. That is the end game. It's all connected. They really are furious that they are no longer able to influence public decision making. Because again, think about someone like you. If you didn't have a platform, you would become a slave to the fake news media. You would have to repeat their talking points or else you would not be allowed on television. And that is why when you go on CNN, everybody kind of has the same talking points. There isn't a real difference between right wing and left wing. It's all globalist talking points. The fake news media, they're losing power. They're losing influence. So they're going to come after us hard. They're going to try to censor the internet hard. That's one reason Obama signed over the internet to the UN. That's another potential end run around the First Amendment in the United States. So fake news right now, that whole story is one of the biggest threats to free speech today.
I mean, it's amazing. I was looking last night. BBC News has 27 million Twitter followers. I've got about 373,000. I get more retweets than BBC News. You get more retweets than BBC News. We're resonating. We're winning. They're losing. That's why they're falling back on this fake news when they're the fake news. We'll be back with Mike Cernovich. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.